Good evening. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. The International Court of Justice rejected a request Tuesday by Nicaragua ordering Germany to stop military aid to Israel and renew funding to the United Nations Relief and Works Authority in Gaza.
The court, by 15 votes to one, find that the circumstances, as they now present themselves to the court, are not such as to require the exercise of its power under Article 41 of the statute to indicate provisional measures.
The court will still hear arguments on the merits of the case, alleging Germany failed to prevent genocide in Gaza. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday he's determined to send troops into Rafah.
We will enter Rafah because we have no other choice. We will destroy the Hamas battalions there. We will complete all the objectives of the war, including the repatriation of all our abductees.
The announcement comes a day before Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to arrive in Israel, and after Blinken has stated a peace plan is on the table, waiting for Hamas to agree. And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said attacking Rafah would threaten peace in the region.
Recent weeks have seen airstrikes on the Rafah area. A military assault on Rafah would be an unbearable escalation, killing thousands more civilians and forcing hundreds of thousands to flee.
Guterres also spoke to the discovery of mass graves in Gaza in recent days.
I'm deeply alarmed by reports that mass graves have been discovered in several locations in Gaza, including Al-Shifa Medical Complex and Nasser Medical Complex. In Nasser alone, over 390 bodies have reportedly been exhumed. There are competing narratives around several of these mass graves, including serious allegations that some of those buried were unlawfully killed.
Both hospitals were destroyed by the Israeli military early in the conflict. At least one of the bodies was found with its hands bound. And Monday night, dozens of protesters smashed windows, crowbarred a door, and occupied Hamilton Hall on the campus of Columbia University to protest the genocide in Gaza. Outside, a student spokesperson demanded the administration allow food and water be provided to the students inside.
It's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for.
In April 1968, hundreds of students protesting Columbia's role running a government think tank during the Vietnam War seized Hamilton Hall. The NYPD evicted the students using tear gas. The next month, the building was reoccupied and 177 students were arrested, several beaten by police. And Mayor Eric Adams was asked at a news conference Tuesday if he knew anything about rumors the National Guard might be called in to quell the student protests.
We don't need the National Guard. The NYPD is doing an amazing job. If any of you were there for the NYU, you saw the level of discipline that they showed. If there's a need for additional resources, we know how to pick up and request them. That need is not at this moment.
The mayor also defended aggressive tactics against protesters being used by police.
You have to be very careful because it can continue to elevate. And we cannot allow the elevation of actions like that. And so the police department is going to brief me later. We're going to communicate with Columbia and make the determination on what the next steps are.
The NYPD has been using social media to criticize judges and prosecutors they claim are soft on crime, making ad hominem attacks and revealing personal information of police critics. NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell has been a prolific online presence for the cops. A reporter asked the mayor if Schell's statements calling for expulsions of what he says are hateful students are appropriate.
So let's just share our opinion, but let's be kind while we do it. And, you know, loving kindness would get us through this all.
It was another day for Donald Trump facing dozens of felony fraud charges in a Manhattan courtroom. Trump was fined $9,000 by Judge Juan Merchan for violating a gag order. Trump compared police treatment of the student protesters to his supporters on January 6th, 2021.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to be the same kind of treatment they gave J6. Let's see how that all works out. I think I can give you the answer right now. And that's why people have lost faith in our court system. So the Biden protests are a disaster?
Paul DiRienzo, New York.